What's up, guys? And this is going to be my daily toast, if you will. The daily slice of toast. On the Toasty Podcast, I'm just going to do quick, short segments on little articles that I find interesting and want to tell you guys about, and also put this on my YouTube channel, my personal YouTube channel, not the Toasty Podcast YouTube channel, just to have some more content, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the freaking content, bro, which honestly will probably ruin our economy. But you know what? We're just going to keep moving. So I found this article pretty interesting because we are facing the end of our moratorium or whatever they call it for the rent, right? It says moratorium. Moratorium, I guess, is what they call that. Anyway, whatever. Where Biden was like, okay, yeah, we're going to get ready. You don't have to pay rent for a while because of COVID and all that crap. And, you know, you get the unemployment benefits and all this stuff, right? Well, that's about to end. So either they're going to come up with an excuse like the Delta variant to extend it, or it's going to happen like now. So it's we're coming up on it like right this second, right? September 1st. So, sorry, August 1st? Anyway, the AP reports, Tenants prepare for unknown as eviction moratorium ends. And I'll just read into it. Tenants saddled with months of back rent are facing the end of the federal eviction moratorium Saturday, a move that could lead to millions being forced from their homes just as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading. And like I said, I figured they'd probably use the Delta variant just because it's an easy way to get people to, you know, be afraid and have fear and all that stuff. And now you might see the reason that I'm going to put on my own YouTube channel. This is not like the Toasty Podcast. A lot of times the Toasty Podcast, I'll say some things and whatever, and then Matty B will go off on his opinion, you know? Well, that's kind of what we try. Sometimes I'll throw in my opinion, of course, every once in a while, but we try to keep it to where I'm kind of the mediator between these things, and he can be the right-leaning guy, right-leaning libertarian, and if we have a guest on, you know, it's a very nice conversation we have. But on this, nah, screw that. I'm going to be whatever I want to be. So here we are. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow the nationwide ban to expire. There you go. Saying it wanted to extend it due to... Wait, what? This is weird. Saying it wanted to extend it due to rising infections, but its hands were tied after the Supreme Court signaled in June that it wouldn't be extending beyond the end of July without congressional action. Ah, there it is. That was a weird paragraph to read. So the Biden administration announced Thursday that it would not allow the nationwide ban to expire. So it will not allow them to extend it. Essentially what he's saying, they say it's because of their hands being tied, because otherwise they have to get congressional action. Okay, now that makes sense. House lawmakers on Friday attempted, but failed, that's literally yesterday, to pass a bill to extend the moratorium even for a few months. Some Democratic lawmakers had wanted it extended until the end of the year. Quote unquote, August is going to be a rough month because a lot of people will be displaced from their homes, said Jeffrey Hearn. When they say a lot, they mean literally millions, guys. Millions of people will be displaced from their apartments and homes. Director of Litigation Legal Services of Greater Miami Incorporated, it will be at numbers we haven't seen before. There are a lot of people who are protected by the moratorium. And this is kind of what I was getting at, and ABC News reports on the same, literally, this. You know what I love? They're all the same. You can go through all of these reports, and they will look different headlines with the same content, except obviously their ads are terrible. Anyway, guys, the point is, I want to know what they're going to do, what's going to happen. If we face another problem like this, big problem, you know, people get kicked out of their homes or evicted, we're in for it. We are in for it. Because those same people will most likely protest. And tensions are already high, higher than they've ever been. Divisiveness is high. So, you know, the way I see it, man, we are about to be in for a long road, guys. Long road, guys. These people don't know where they're going to go or what they're going to do. World Socialist website also has the same article. I didn't even know this existed. Anyway, guys, that was it. That was the short slice. There's your toasty slice of the day. I'm going to try to do these as much as I can. We're going to see what happens, guys. I'm really, really busy planning the podcasts we do weekly. And if you haven't already checked it out and you're listening for the first time, well, thank you for listening. And please share this show or my other show, The Toasty Podcast. Go to that YouTube channel. It's called The Toasty Podcast. You can also check us out on the website, on our website, toastycreations.com, and shop there for our apparel that does help us out, that those proceeds do go to us to make the show better and get bigger. We don't use Patreon because, well, we don't like donations necessarily. We want you to get something in return. So buy a shirt. You get a shirt, pretty cool shirt. And it also feels really, really, really soft. Actually, probably the softest tee you will ever wear. So, and it's from the same company that makes, something tees, clean tees or something like that. Some clean tees website or whatever, where they're like, oh, well, it fits really nice up top and it goes down and it drapes over me. It's a dad bod t-shirt. You know, that those ads you see on Instagram. These shirts are those, except they fit, in my opinion, they fit better than that, but whatever. It's whatever. And guys, if you haven't already, you can also go to my Facebook, Sky Day, and at The Real Sky Day, and I post a question every single week for the audience. That question can be anything from immigration to what do you think about Britney Spears? Doesn't matter. If you comment on that question, whatever you comment, you get put into a drawing for a free t-shirt the next week. So, and I have sent out two t-shirts already and counting. We are doing this, guys. We are making the move. So, stay toasty. Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. TheRealSkyDay.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.